Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are John Nielsen Gammon, Texas State climatologist and professor of atmospheric sciences at Texas A&M University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The 2011 drought was centered on Texas and Oklahoma. We ended up with the hottest June on record, the hottest August on record, driest 12 months on record by far. It was really an outlier event. Wasn't part of a long-term trend by any stretch of the imagination. So to try to understand what caused it, we looked at computer simulations of the atmosphere, the same sort of thing that get used for weather forecasts. Took a computer model, simulate the weather, and plugged in the ocean temperatures that were observed during that whole period to see whether that had an effect on the weather.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Any single simulation just gives you a sequence of weather, but if you run the model dozens of times like we did, you get a sense of the overall tendency. And what we saw was that the ocean temperatures predisposed Texas and the south central U.S. to be warmer and drier than normal. I think the lesson there is that the ocean does have a major effect, and that's why it gets used for seasonal forecasting. But you still are never going to be able to pin things down because the weather can do a lot of different things, even under the influence of the ocean temperatures.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
El Niño and La Niña have the biggest impact year to year, but there are also some longer-term ocean patterns that are important. The one that seems to be most important for summertime rainfall over the south central and southeast U.S. is something called the Atlantic Multidecadal Oscillation, or AMO. And that goes through warm and cool phases that last about 25 or 30 years. You might hear about them in the news because it's also a strong indicator of hurricane frequency. Same reason we've been seeing active hurricanes since 1995 is the reason we've actually had frequent summer droughts. Since the mid-1990s, the Atlantic Ocean has been fairly warm. And so we've got this, I think we call it predisposition toward drought during the summer, which, based on the past track record of the AMO, is probably going to still be tending toward drought for the next 10 or 15 years. I don't mean to say it's going to be continuous drought, but the odds are going to be tilted in that direction any given year.